this is Antoine Brown, three-time NHRA Top Fuel World Champion and driver of the Matco Tools Lucas Oil Top Fuel Dragster, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN live here in Pomona for the NHRA Finals, and here with one of the sport's biggest stars, multi-time world champion driver, the Matco Tools Top Fuel Dragster for NHRA, the one and only Antoine Brown. Antoine, welcome to WGN. Welcome to the finals. Welcome to your moment. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's great to be on the show. You know, we're here in the finals, and I tell you what, couldn't ask for a better weekend out here. I'm very excited because we have a chance to bring this championship home this year, and we still got a shot. So if you have a shot, you make it to the last race, that means your year turned out just okay. Turned out all right.
Now, do you have sort of a feel, sort of a vibe? I got to say, as a general sports fan who covers all the motorsports and all this kind of stuff, there's like a really cool vibe here. You know what I mean? It's an excitement that's running through the track and running through the fans. The weather may have something to do with it. It just feels right.
It does. And when you get to this cool, crisp air like we got, and the sun's out, you got this California weather, it's no better than just the track is good. You're seeing one of the quickest fields of all time in the fuel categories and all the other categories also. And that's what makes this final so unique and special. And you still have a lot of people in the hunt for a championship.
When you're looking at the world of motorsports, and specifically NHRA, it is the fastest sport in the world. You guys have come a long way. I mean, motorsports are popular. It's a great time to be a race fan, no matter what kind of racing you're into. But NHRA seems to be stepping it up. More fan engagement, more engagement, whether it's other series, other sports, music and entertainment. There seems to be like an extra effort to kind of bring what it is that you do to more fans.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing about this is when you see these fans, for me, you see a resemblance of what our younger selves were. We used to come in with our dad or mom, and we just come to the track, and you see them come back because every ticket is all access to an NHRA drag race. So when I see that little person come up with a smile on their face, they could be the next Antoine Brown. And that's what inspires you to go out there and to give them some time. All they want is a little time, and before you know it, 10 years down the road, they'll be in the pits driving the car or working on it.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about what makes it different. So many things that I think motorsports fans love that they will find in an NHRA event, but also you mentioned the sights, the sounds, the vibrations, the smells, right? And like you said, every ticket is a pit pass. You guys are the most accessible stars in motorsports.
Oh, without a doubt. And that's what made me get into the sport. Because when I was a kid coming in, it gave me that ray of hope to be in here. And when I got in, I said, I can be here one day. Because once you get close and once you get inside and you come inside that rope and you can touch that race car, see the driver, see the team, you go, this is what it feels like. This is what it's all about. And that's when the dream starts becoming reality and helps you move forward to achieve it.
Like anything with kids, right? If you could see it, then you can be it. Now, we've had you in studio at WGN Radio in Chicago before, and the much-anticipated return to Route 66. Woo. It would be great to come back there as a defending champion for sure, but talk about it. Our fans are super excited to have that race back, but I know you and all the other drivers love that facility.
I've been missing Route 66. You know, when like COVID hit and all that other stuff happened and the drag strip dwindled down and where we weren't racing there no more, it was actually a piece of me was missing. And I've won a lot of drag races there, from the motorcycles to Top Fuel, and I am so excited to go back. I mean, when you go out there, there's a lot of drag racing fans up there in the Midwest, up there when you go up there to Chicagoland up there. And when we go up there, you see them all come back out, the young to the old. And for me, I go back there, I got a lot of memories because Chicago Route 66 track, that was one of our first big stadium tracks, like with the blue seats that go from the sky down to the track. I mean, and when you go there and you go to that place and it's filled up, brother, you got some people all over the place, the excitement, the energy, and it's Route 66 is where you come get your fix.
Antoine Brown is going to be bringing back, hopefully, as a defending world champion back to Route 66. And Antoine, of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of your fans that want to keep up with all your adventures, not only the rest of race weekend, but throughout the offseason. Where can they go? Social media-wise, website?
Oh, you go to the website at AntoineBrown.com. And you can also just see me up Antoine Brown on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. They got everything.
Are you doing the TikTok these days?
Hey, we got a little TikTok. My TikTok just launched off. We got some dances on TikTok, and we got some cool stuff. And my daughter's been running that deal for a little bit for us. So this is definitely a family endeavor, and we've just been having a lot of fun. But just come check us out. You will not, I tell you what, you will not look on any of my social media platforms without laughing, without a big smile, because we bring the energy.
Antron Brown and the first family of Fast right here in Pomona for the NHRA Finals. Antron, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Excited to see you. Good luck. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Anytime. It's a pleasure being on WGN, and I love coming on. And you know what? I want to be on before we race Route 66, and I want to see everybody out there that's listening at the racetrack.